Welcome to Trigger Warning Podcast, the podcast where we create a safe space for open, honest conversations about personal development and wellness, spirituality, and holistic living. Join us as we delve into topics that are often deemed taboo or triggering while we foster a community where vulnerability is celebrated and growth is nurtured. Get ready to explore the depths of mind, body, and spirit on this journey toward personal enlightenment and collective healing. So grab a drink, have a seat, and come join us. And this week, I'm so excited because we are talking about victim and scarcity mindsets. But before we get into that, you know, we got to do our win, our lesson, or trigger. And something we did for self. So, you know yours or
My win is I'm still here. That's a win.
okay.
That's gonna be a forever win, because the past few weeks, I could not see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I just didn't know why, but I'm still here, so we move.
Yeah.
We move.
Are you still like processing what's been going on, or did you like have an enlightening moment, or
I was processing. I'm still processing, low key, but I kind of know what it is. So we
okay.
move. We move. My, what did I do for myself? And I'm doing something this weekend for myself. I'm gonna get this head done, honey.
Okay.
Ooh, time for a retie that ain't been done in 3 months.
Yes.
I know there's about to be some popping of the locks here. Win, lose. Did I have a lose? No.
We ain't doing no losses. It's a
Right.
lesson.
Yeah, I was about to say
Lessons
lose.
are still wins.
Always.
I thought you said loss.
I did, because I was like, well, that don't
Oh.
make sense.
Yeah, no.
The lesson I learned, honestly, my lesson is still coming from last week's podcast with the boundaries and sticking to my boundaries and not allowing anything to waver me from sticking to the boundaries, honestly. It's been hard because, you know, you're used to do, and I always want to answer people or whatever, and it's like, girl, put you first.
Yes.
So,
No,
see,
I'm
our
a big fan of being
podcast helped
selfish.
me. It ain't nothing wrong with being selfish. Sometimes you got to take time for
Absolutely.
yourself.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yes,
For
go ahead,
me,
girl.
my win was, I mean, I think us launching this podcast was the win because listen, I
Do
mean,
you
we, you
not
know,
know how scared I
we
was?
recording this like, you know, in advance, but this week, you know, we launched the podcast and we are out here being seen and we both,
Vulnerable.
that is a shadow that we are both working through is being seen. Which is kind of funny with our careers and backgrounds, but yes. So that was definitely the win for me. The lesson. The lesson for me would have been where I'm giving my energy. I've been really like trying to be intentional with like, you know, what things like light me up, what things I want to like learn to delegate or, you know, take out of my, you know, just take off of my to-do list. So yeah,
How's that
like I think
going?
that's the lesson is trying to balance things out 'cause like instead of saying like, oh, I'm tired, you know, and I'm always tired, and this is just how it is, which is kind of going into that victim mindset we're about to start talking about. But it's like, well, how about I rearrange how my energy, you know? So that's been something, especially trying to balance, like, you know, all the things like work, school, being a mother, you know, just self-care and trying to Also devote energy to like dating and stuff too. So it's like there's many pieces of the pie. Or
Right.
no, it's pieces of the pie.
It's pieces of the puzzle, but mean we could
Okay.
take a slice of the pie. Either way it
Y'all
goes,
know what I'm
something
talking
missing.
about. Yes, but doing all the things, just balancing that out. So that's definitely the
Right.
lesson. And the do for self, well, this weekend it will be done. It hasn't been this week yet. Because my birthday is coming up on Monday,
Woo-hoo.
and I'm not like that excited about it yet, to be honest. But anyway,
Why?
I am going to get cute. I'm going to finally get my nails done. You know, I've taken a break, so I'm excited. Get my nails, toes done. I'm gonna definitely like retie my hair and yeah, get in the energy. We gonna, cause we turn in like, this is the fourth time I'm turning 30, so.
Spin the block. Hit that sun 4 times, 30 ways. Nothing wrong with that.
But
Get
okay,
into it.
let us get into the episode. Okay, so victim mindset. You want to start with victim or scarcity?
Do victim, because it can all play into one.
So what, how would you describe victim
Victim
mindset?
mindset. Someone that's always, how can you, let me break it down. Pity party. A victim mindset is somebody that always wants a pity party, like, woe is me, woe is me. No, it's not. How would you describe it in your words? Because we know I break mine down, and then yours be like, dictionary.
Listen, I mean, I would describe it as like, yeah, like a person that's in the like mentality that there's like everyone and everything is against them. Like, you know, they see things that are being done, like things that are happening to them rather than for them type
Right.
of mindset, you know? So, yeah, I mean, just people that I feel like that is the mentality that breeds powerlessness. It's like you're giving your power away, because if you're just saying like, oh, these things happen to me and I can't change my circumstances and this is just how life is or it's just how I am, like that is victim mindset, because you're giving your power away to external things rather than understanding your power and your ability to create, you know, your
Right.
reality and shift the trajectory. Like it to me, it's kind of, it relates to how people talk about like manifestation and stuff, and they think, you know, I've heard that people get into it and say that's voodoo and hoodoo and all the, you know,
All the
the
things.
devil. That ain't nothing but the devil, which is a whole episode we're gonna talk about later. But they think it's related to that, but it's like we manifest all the time, just how you like thinking about somebody and then they call you, like, you know what I mean, like that type of thing. What we're giving our energy to, and if we're giving it to external things, then you're going to be in the victim mindset because you're thinking things again are happening to
Right.
you and not for you, rather than thinking like, hey, there's a lesson, there's a reason why, you know, this is
Right.
happening. And then you could be on the end of the spectrum like me sometimes, where my best friend got to knock me down a notch because she like, everything ain't a sign, girl. Everything is not, oh, this is happening for this, like, you know.
Now, like my brother's like that. He's like, here you go again. That's not what that's about. It happened because it
It's all
happened.
connected.
Yeah, to me, it's like it happened for a reason. And look at what time it happened. So it was supposed to happen. Like, yeah. But
Yeah,
that makes sense. I know a couple of people who have victim mindset.
how does
I
it,
used to be
so,
like that though.
I mean, I know I definitely lived in victim and scarcity mindset, and honestly, I still, not so much the victim mindset. But I still have times where I have to coach myself through moments of like running through scarcity mindset, which we'll get into that later. But yeah, like I mean, that's a constant thing. Like sometimes we
Right.
can get into that mode. I think the difference is like the level of self-awareness and being able to get out of that. Like the thoughts that run through our head because of a situation, a trigger, an activating event, like it's going to, we're not going to put the energy and the focus onto, oh, this is happening to me. Like we might be like, fuck, like really, like life, you know, life be
Again,
life-ing.
life is
But
hidden.
we combat that thought with going into more of a more positive solution focus and like, hey, what can I take charge of in this situation to change the trajectory of like whatever's going on?
Yeah, I was there. I can literally blatantly remember, like, oh, it's me again. Like, it's always happening to me. This is me. It's like, girl, no. And when I finally started to change my mindset, it was like, it had to happen like that. If it wouldn't happen like that, then this wouldn't happen, or X, Y, and Z couldn't happen. So I definitely get it. But with the people I know that have victim mindset, honestly, I literally just want to keep my distance because it's really draining.
It definitely is.
It's draining. It's like,
But okay, Miss
oh.
Lightworker, like
What? But
energy healer
see,
and all the
I'm
things.
definitely, I can deal. Like, okay, so don't get me wrong. I literally deal with it and like work with you or try to work through it with you. But if you just keep hitting me with it and it's the same thing over and over and over, it's like, yo. I wash my hands with it because what am I doing? We're wasting my time. You get what I'm saying? We're wasting my time and your time because you're not listening. You just want to be there. And I have noticed some people don't care. They know they're playing victim, but they get more attention in a victim mindset. So why should I change?
So playing devil's advocate though, right? Like with with your career as far as like Reiki healing and things like that, like not that, I mean, there's people out here that their energy aren't that isn't fucked up, you know, but we all got stuff. And a lot of times I find that in our type of work, whether you're energy healing or, you know, like a holistic healer, a shot like a medicine woman, whatever the case may be, you tend to deal with people that, you know, that aren't at that level yet of self-awareness and aren't at that level of like taking their power back. So, I mean, I think for me, it's more so like it's a balance because it is definitely more draining, but that's the clientele. That's, you know.
That's the business. But have you ever met someone, let's say like this, I get what you're saying, but it's the clientele, it's the business, but at the same time, you know what you're doing. And then one voice you want to say, I'm just this spiritual healer, woo, woo, woo. And then the next, you want to be a victim when it's convenient to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
Like, th
but I
that's what
think, I
gets me.
mean, I and I mean, I try to, you know, I'm very reflective on things. I try to look at like both sides or multiple sides because it's usually more than two. But I notice like with those type of people, because I was there, like, and I tried to be for my clients what I needed when I was going through my spiritual awakening, when I was going through, you know, being around certain people that were in certain energies, that were confident, that didn't have money problems, that, you know, like were just in a completely different, you know, arena. And it would be easier to flow with that. But then going back to natural environments, whether it's, you know, some family members or some friends or, you know, whatever the case may be, that is easier to flow in that. So I've definitely, like, you know, swam in
Went
both.
through
So it's like
faux pas.
I understand that sometimes until you get to that point, you know, we're gonna fluctuate in and out of that energy. So, how do you? So, well, first, what are some examples of ways with victim mindset that you've either had yourself or, you know, with clients or people you know?
So you could say like with myself, whatever. It'll be something so minute. Something could happen. I promise you, it's like, girl, I stumped my big, I broke a nail. Let's keep it like that. It was one time I broke my nail. Girl, I had just got my nails done, and when I mean my nails are blinged out, it was the whole nail was diamond type blinged out. And I broke it, and I was like, it's always something with me. I'm just bad luck. And if this person would have did that, and if I would have just moved this, and I'm like, girl, what? Now that I think about it, I'm literally saying like, girl, what?
Do you be coaching yourself in your head too, like I did? Because I'd be
Yes.
like, girl,
I was like, it was a
take a
nail, but
breath.
it was like I had a big thing to go to, and now I gotta go get this nail redone. But then is that response for me to go get this junk nail again after, it's the money for it. It's like, girl, sit back, relax, chill. Or I know some people I know, they get denied for a job or have gotten denied for a job, and all of a sudden it's, I'm so stupid, or I just can't never do nothing right. And I'm like, it hurts me to hear people talk about themselves like that, because I'm like, but you're not stupid. Like, it was something probably bigger for you. This is just something cute. You thought it was for you. The Most High dangled it in your face. Like, this is something you want, but I got something bigger for you. But of course, being in that victim mindset, you don't see that. You're just like, I wanted this job, why I didn't get it? What about you?
And I've seen, I mean, even like with this situation with the job thing, even the thoughts of like, see, this is why I don't, went through that whole like having to put a job application and list the jobs and the dates and, references and stuff. And it's like, that's why I don't do this stuff, because it ain't even worth it, because I didn't get the job. You know, and it's like, yeah, but they're like, maybe that job wasn't for you. You know what I mean? Like, it could have looked good on paper, but there's a lot of times I find that there is, as we say, there's no losses, it's just lessons. And if it's a lesson, it's a win. Because, yeah, it could have just been not in alignment with what your higher purpose is, what your calling is, what lights you up, I've definitely, like, I had a friend actually some years ago that had, that didn't get a job, but then come to find, and this was actually a big company too. They didn't get the job, but then come to find out, like, it was like 6 months later, and they had a huge layoff. Like, they laid off multiple, like, it was hundreds of employees. So it's like, it could have saved you potentially from a loss later down the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that
Like,
could have
if,
been
and I
you.
guess the victim mindset, getting out of that looks like, rather than the this is the no, it's like, oh, this is one no closer to my yes. You know,
That again.
that was
What?
good. That was good,
Yes.
right?
This is a no closer to my yes. And
Yes,
then
like
that's the
it.
thing. You have to be in your place of just like that. I may not be there now, but I'm going to get there. Like, my
Right.
yes is coming. My yes is just not right now. And
Yes. And being
everything.
in the energy to receive it. You
Yes,
can't
but
say
this.
you want the job, but then you're not preparing for the job. You're not like, I think I've talked about it on this podcast, but that landing strip, I did it in a live before, where a plane can't land if there's stuff on the landing strip.
But
Right? It's got to be clear. And it's
we're in
multiple
this.
people making sure it's clear for you to land or take off. It's the same thing.
Right.
So you have to prepare your environment for that. You can't just say, oh, this is happening to me, and then you ain't even getting ready for it. Getting
But
ready for your blessing.
we're in this lifestyle, and it where we are right now in the world, everybody wants the microwavable life.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be quick, quick, quick. I want it now. I want it now. This ain't popcorn, baby, and it's not a 2-minute thing. Some things happen for a reason. Some things take time to plan out. You have to, again, let's go back to airplanes, since we're talking about the landing strip. You don't just they don't just park the plane, let the people get off, and then let the next people board. No, they have to make sure they refuel the plane, clean the plane, move off the baggage. Hello.
Now I gotta do that live again, because now I gotta add that part of
Move off
the
the baggage.
analogy.
So you can't have
Yes.
things as soon as you want it, because the baggage that's in your life have to be removed so the plane can be lighter enough, or for more baggage to come. And it don't have to be bad baggage. It could be a new
Exactly.
job. It could be a better car. That baggage can't go on if it's already full. Everything else is supposed to be gone from the last stop to go
Yeah.
to the next place.
You got to do them checks, because if you don't do them checks, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
if you would have waited the whatever time to get on your flight, they would have done the checks to realize they got to switch planes because there's an issue with the engine
It's too much
or one of the
fuel in the
turbines.
plane.
You know what I mean? Like, patience. But
Think
yeah,
about that.
I think that's really, a big part of like being in the victim mindset is just thinking that you don't have control over it. Like we don't have the ability, like we're not, natural manifestors and out here creating life or, I mean, even as males, like we need that like masculine energy, that divine energy to make, to create. So it's like, why would you think that you are just powerless and you're just free to like give away that energy, you know what I mean? Just
But two, who was it? Martin Luther King said, "Without light, there could be no darkness." Sorry,
that's true.
without darkness, there could be no
Well,
light.
yeah.
Either way, whatever. Look at me trying to quote him wrong. Whatever. He had a dream. This is what he was saying.
Not on Juneteenth.
Hey, I'm talking about my boy though. Okay. But that you have to think about it too. So sometimes who people who have that victim mindset is, they're just stuck in the darkness and they don't
Yeah.
want to see the light. Or they see some of it and they're like, I kinda wanna go there, but the darkness is pulling me back. But baby, once you come into the light, like step into the light, Caroline, it's you're like, oh. And you'll be like us, coaching yourself through it. Like, well, that's not what it really was. This is what it is. Like,
Yeah.
that's how I look
I
at it.
agree. I agree. And I think the key to getting out of like scarcity minds, I mean scarcity, victim mindset
Victim.
is, I would say accountability. Because if you can take accountability for your circumstances, like I know for me, examples for me was like, for a long time, like with my sexual trauma and things like that, like I always associated, well, things are like this and I'm behaving this way, whether it was like, hypersexuality, as I mentioned, just like being willy-nilly with my body and whatnot, like I blamed it on my, childhood trauma rather than taking ownership. And it's like, girl, you are a full-grown adult with good insurance. Insurances, okay? Like you ain't got no reason
You got
to
no
not
reason
seek
why I'm
help,
getting help.
to not, get accounted to be able to help me to take accountability. So it took a lot though. It's, you even in the process, because the number one key is self-awareness with healing. So once you can recognize it, we can't beat ourselves up for when we have those moments, because they're gonna happen. They just may have start to happen less frequently, but we're still gonna fall into the victim mindset. We still gonna have like moments of scarcity mindset and things like that. But like we mentioned, it's really about coaching ourselves through that. So recognizing it and just being able to kind of like try to challenge those natural thoughts that we've, that have been reoccurring, these stories that we tell ourselves with it, like life is happening to us and we can't change things. Well,
We ain't
oh,
supposed
parents
to
are,
anyway.
my parents are just like that, they're older or whatever. Like, no, guess what? You can
No.
create a boundary for you to not necessarily, as we mentioned, change the person's behavior, but you can say, hey, like, I love you and I think you have so much wisdom to give me. But it just doesn't really sit well with me that you complain all the time. So either, hey, like if you start to get in that type of conversation, like I just don't have the availability for it.
I don't.
But
I
if not,
don't.
like I'm gonna separate myself. That's what that looks like, rather than, oh, they're just older and they're just, stuck in their ways. Like,
Grumpy.
no, we can create the boundary to help us create more of a safe space for us. If that is going to help us, if we have the awareness that, hey, this doesn't resonate with me, I don't like this, I don't like complaining, I want to be more focused on like solutions and like, positive things and things like that. Like, that is what that looks like, getting out of that like mindset.
So now that you say that, of course, within our profession, at times we're going to have to, and we will, hear people express themselves. It may be forms of complaining, it may just be them venting, but it does also come to a point where we're like, yo, I have to shut down, because it's too much. I have seen myself in that space though, for transparency, like, yo, I cannot. Like, if you're talking to me and it's like, hey, this is going on. But if you're literally sitting there banging me with complaints, it's like, most of the time when you do the complaint, You literally can, if say for example, if I'm complaining about something myself, you literally like, yo, where's the accountability on your part? While you're complaining, you hear where you lack the accountability yourself. So it's like, let's get out of that.
Yeah, that
Let's move
awareness though,
somewhere.
that's the key. There's nothing wrong in that situation then, you know, because either we're learning we need to put up more boundaries so we don't get to that point of being at capacity, or you know, one thing that I've learned to do, I've gotten slick with it too, is like just navigating the conversation. You know, when they say that, I'm like, oh, okay, so what are you gonna do to like, you know, get out
What
of
do you
this
want me to
energy, or what are
change
you
the
gonna do to
situation?
change this? So like for a future, you know, event, like how are you gonna navigate that? Or I always bring the person back to them. So no matter how many times, like I'll let you at times, and this is, you know, us just kind of reading the room, if you will, but like understanding sometimes people need a minute, but guess what? We're not gonna get lost in it because yeah, that's gonna be too draining for me. And why? That's why, you know, we know we're gonna talk about like cleansing and grounding and you know, grounding and helping to navigate, you know, our energy levels with things because, yeah, I can't get to that point. Like, that's not going to work in not only our line of work, but also as mothers and, you know, you're a wife. Like, you got to, you
You
know,
gotta know I'm gonna shut it off. You can't.
we got to keep it tight because it affects a lot of
Yeah.
things, you know,
It,
as
we
with
have to.
all our listeners, I'm sure, like, we all wear different titles and hats, you know, so. Once you can learn to start to notice when things shift our energy, I think that's, I mean, that's, you can't get no
I
better
just
than
cut it
having
off.
self-awareness. Like,
I literally just cut it off. I will speak to you at base level until I know I'm back to a place where I can mentally handle whatever I know you're gonna dump on me. Because some people I noticed too, they just dump. Like, oh yeah, I have the space for you. Thanks for not asking, but I have it for you. Like,
I don't know how many times growing up where I was that safe space for people, and I wanted nothing but to do that because I wanted to help people not feel the way I was feeling inside. You know, so I wanted to be what I, you know, what I felt that I didn't have. And I would be uncomfortable. Like I would be inside. I'm just like, I ain't got time to be sitting up here listening to this. Like it would be like I would be listening to them, but still like in my head, like I can't. Like I don't even know why did I, you know, like why are you just releasing on me? Why are you dumping on me? But I didn't, you know, this was back before, you know, the whole awareness of trauma dumping and things like that. You know, don't trauma dump on your friends, y'all. Like get a
Please
therapist, get a
don't.
coach, get a counselor.
They can't help you through everything, baby.
And I know, I think me and you personally have talked about it, but like with our friends, like we'll ask, like, hey, can you hold space before, you know, saying just whatever you got to say and release? Because guess what? Like, our friends aren't the people that we got to process with. Now, some friends ain't got a problem with it, but it's really not, like, it's really unfair because
It's not their problem.
that is very draining. But we got to learn too to hold those boundaries because it's an energy exchange, no matter what. Like it's energy's coming,
Every
it's going.
time.
So we gotta protect it. So yeah, I think like that's my number one tip, as far as like just getting accountability. Is there something else that you can think of that, or a technique even to help people get out of like victim mindset?
When you catch yourself, mine is when you catch yourself doing the complaints or hearing yourself, woe is me, stop. Take time to process. Well, it happened. It could have happened because of this. Make theories in your head that's not the theory of it's always me. Because most of the time, you're going to see why. What was the reason it was stopped and it protected you? A lot of the times, it's a way of protection. Just
In
like,
some
let's
way, shape, or
say,
form, yeah.
like you'd be late for work. And you're on the road trying to get to work, and then you notice a horrible car wreck. Well, if you would have left those 10 minutes earlier, that could have been you.
Yeah.
So why are you beating yourself up? You were protected for something.
Yeah.
So my thing is slow down. We need to slow down in this world. We're not a microwavable lifestyle and process. That's my tip. Process it,
Ooh,
people.
and ooh, you just made me think about something, like how you're saying about protection. And we in society tend to think because something didn't happen to us or for us that we didn't want, like if we missed out on something, whether it was the job or, a car, like whatever the case may be, we tend to think when it don't happen, that is like we always think of it as a negative thing. So not only is it could be protection from, like you said, like a safety thing, like a physical thing, but it could also be protection from the universe for like protection from us. And by from us, I mean protection from yourself. Sometimes we are not ready for what we are asking for. And not everything like has to be like we, mentioned, like preparing, getting clearing the landing strip type of thing, like preparing for our blessings. But sometimes mentally and emotionally, we are not ready for it. So the protection could be from us. Because guess what? If
Protecting
you won
for
that
myself.
$1 million, you know what I mean? Are you going to sit up here and figure out how to create generational wealth for the
No.
next generation? Or if you're still stuck in that like victim mindset, scarcity mindset, are you more than likely going to sit up here and do what we do every tax time and run through them checks? And then 2 months later, we over here
I
asking to
need to
borrow
go
money.
to prices.
Oh, that hurts some feelings. Listen,
That just stepped on some toes,
you
though.
got
But
to
it's
be ready
true.
on
You
all
have
levels
to.
to receive. The protection could be from yourself. Okay, I just
Sometimes we are the
had to go
problem.
on a tangent.
But sometimes we are the problem. And we
Yes.
need to open our eyes and say, I really may be the problem. You may be, Bookie. You may
Yeah.
be the issue. And that's okay. Work through being the issue. Don't sit in the issue.
Yeah, exactly. So accountability, pausing and reflecting, and having a I can attitude. Like, so what can I do to change this? What can
The
I
rule
do
of
to get
me.
out of this energy? That is what you should be thinking of to start to get out of that like victim mindset. Okay,
The rule of me.
that was good. But let's move on to scarcity. So what's scarcity mindset to you? I
I'm gonna let
know.
you go first.
Okay.
I never really heard of it, like a scarcity mindset, until you started speaking on it.
Oh, okay. Well, so scarcity mindset, it's when you are always thinking in a limited sense. So it's like you're thinking in lack of rather than what you have, So like, they say you think the grass is greener on the other side type of thing. You're not looking at what you got here, but you looking, that fear of missing out thing, like fear of like not having and things like that. That is really what like the scarcity mindset is when they're focused on what they don't have.
So could that be the same thing as, example, say you got a car, a brand new car, and I have a 1999 Honda, and it's like, well, she got it. I can have it. We work the same job. Why don't I have it like that?
Yeah. I mean, that could definitely be an example of it. And it can, I mean, there's different levels to it too. So, I mean, it could be as dramatic as, I mean, so for me, like how it shows up for me, and I still have to navigate this because even though I am making more money than I ever have, I don't be wanting to look at my bank account. Like I still be like, I don't know. It's always like I'm, how you used to have to check and see like before you go to the grocery store and like, check and see what you got in your account before you be embarrassed at
Before
the
you
front
go,
line and can you
I
take
keep thinking
that?
about
How much
that
was, can you
checking.
take that off too? Looking at everybody behind you, like I've been there. And that's just like always kind of it would cause me to be in an energy of I gotta keep, I can't spend as much because I don't know when I'm getting
What's gonna
more in.
happen?
So I'm thinking in a lack mentality rather than an abundant, knowing that like whatever I spend is coming back to me tenfold. But yeah, like it was
Then you
always
can grow
like
the money tree.
thinking like it's more literal than like check to check type of thinking, but basically that's how I would like express it.
Yeah, ching ching go to money tree. Money flows to me easily.
Yes. Like now, and I
So I
mean,
get it.
I still find it challenging, like sometimes, because yeah, sometimes the money is not flowing as much as I would like it to. Where like parts of my lifestyle, because you know, there's certain things that I do, whether like, and it's regularly, like massages and you know, like getting you know nails and toes done or whatever, like food. I am a foodie, so DoorDash or cooking or whatever, like I'm eating steak and lobsters and I
Right.
don't
I'm
live
eating
like
good, baby.
a cheap lifestyle. I got a nanny.
But
There's,
that's
you know,
good because you
but
deserve
you
that
know, rather
lifestyle.
than thinking like, oh, I'm like lacking, you know, it's like there is an abundance here. Like, okay, I may not be able to order DoorDash like 3 times this week, which, you know, don't judge me. That's not every week, y'all. I'm just saying.
Judgment, did you see my
But
face?
I saw it.
DoorDash,
But
you
it's
add one
like
thing to the cart.
I got the
That was my
ability, like
face.
I have a regular nanny. Like this is not a like I remember being a single mother before where like the only time well, if I went out it was 'cause like my mom or you know something would like watch my daughter or something like that. But now I got like a nanny. Like she's here weekly, probably like 20 hours a week. So
Right.
like that is not a lifestyle most can have. So like but I've had to check myself for thinking like, "Oh, I can't order a lobster this weekend, you know, or something, you know, just randomly." But
No, I get it.
yeah. So,
Now that you
do you,
explained
so yeah,
it,
do you have like ways
yes,
that that shows up for you?
all the time, all the time. Now that
Yeah.
you explained it, I have the money. I have money in my savings account. I have money in my account, and it's like, well, I won't do that. I can wait till next time and do that. Well, I just won't get that or this and that. And it's like, wait, you have the money, like. Everybody who know me now, baby, if I don't do nothing else, I'm gonna get my nails and all that done. Cause I'm a step. But it's like, at times, I literally sit there and like, well, that's gonna cost this much. Is that really a smart decision? Well, X, Y, Z. Because I remember a time when I didn't tell a soul that me and my ex-friend was literally sharing a freaking 10-piece chicken nugget. Cause we both didn't have no money. And it was only $1.99 from Burger King. And this is so embarrassing. But it's my story, so I don't care. I could have
Yeah.
asked my parents for money. I definitely could have. But I'm one of them people, like, I do this on my own. Like, we literally did that for, like, lunch and dinner. And it was some days we both just went to sleep hungry because we had to pay our rent. We had to pay our car note. We weren't going back home.
Yeah.
Made too much money to be on food stamps, so it was yeah. I ain't ashamed of my story. I ain't ashamed of nothing I went through. So
Yeah. I
yeah.
mean that really hit for me because just this a couple days ago, I went to and I haven't like oh my gosh, I haven't had McDonald's since like I think when I was pregnant or something. Like it's been a long time. The only thing I've had since then was like frappes, but I haven't had like the food and I just had a like, you know, kind of craving for it. Now I had like money. But I wanted to use, and I only got, I got a fry and what I get? I think a fry and like a McDouble. So it was like it was like $3 or $4, like something like that. The five for five, like it was one of them things. So you know, it was only a few bucks. And I had because of a previous game with some friends, game night, like we played some game that involved me winning $40 like dollars and quarters. And so I was like, I wanted to pay with the quarters because I'm like, I need to get rid of this thing. Because, like, what else am I doing? And for some reason, me, when I tell you I was triggered because I'm handing this woman $5 and some change in quarters, that it brought me to when I did, like, no matter how much money was in my account right now, I'm shrunk back to the moments of like when this is all I
You didn't
have.
have.
Like I, you know what I mean? And I'm like, this $5 is everything. You know what I mean? And it brought me back to that mindset, and I felt guilty. I felt ashamed. I felt, oh
Even though you
man,
knew why you
I was,
had the change, it still
yes.
made you feel like, girl, I will not
It
eat. I will not eat a Wendy's 4 for $4 or Burger King chicken nugget for nothing.
like, I mean, but why? Why, right? Because it's gonna
Because
bring you
back
right
then,
back.
yeah, I
I was
don't
like,
know.
I was literally talking, like, I was like, this is crazy. Like, why am I feeling like this? This is wild. It's like, I don't know. I could have swiped a card. I could have, like, I just, but I
I
was
could have
like,
did a
oh.
whole bunch of things, but it still, yeah, that you say that, I do not. Burger. Oh my God.
Somebody's triggered. Stay triggered, y'all. Listen, the life
Stay
lessons.
triggered, duh.
Oh gosh.
Oh.
But yes, like
Man.
I even noticed for me, and some clients that I had too, because like we would do fasting and stuff sometimes. And I know for me, especially like food's always been a thing. Food and money for me. But it was like fasting instead of thinking about the benefits that I was getting, which was the whole intention behind the fast. It was whether it
Right.
was closer to source or, you know, get an answer for a specific question I had, whatever the case may be. Instead of thinking about like what I'm going to get on the other side, like my struggles had to do with what I was losing, what I had to give up, whether it was meat, food, like bread, whatever the case may be. Like I have really struggled with that when it comes to, and I mean the benefits of fasting, like, you know, people have spiritual awakenings, they get enlightenment, they have, you know, clarity, whatever. And of course, not to mention the physical benefits too. It was like juice fasting. And instead of focusing on the, you know, like what I'm gaining, I was always focused on what I was missing out. And
Moving,
I like
yeah.
that is, now that I think about it, that is definitely something I still have, like on my recent ayahuasca journey, which, you know, like we said, we are definitely gonna talk about that later, but we had to, you have to physically, mentally, and emotionally and spiritually prepare for this type of medicine. And you have to eat clean. Like I couldn't eat, it wasn't as like I had, you know, chicken like baked and stuff, no fried foods, no like regular carbs and complex carbs, things like that. But and mainly like a lot of more fruits and vegetables. So and it was like I could still I was still eating stuff. But for some reason I'm like, damn, I really want a steak right now. Or I really want like and I'm like, that is crazy to me because it's like even when this ain't as bad as like when I went on a dry fast or a water fast even. Or even a juice fast, because I could eat solid foods. It just it was very, you know, it was still limited, but I noticed that my mindset with that is still like it's a lack mentality. And I mean, I don't know about you, but like I grew up where I mean, we had what we needed, but there were times that I went hungry, but I'm like, I'm still processing like where that trauma came from, because usually scarcity or victim mindset
Come from
comes
something
from
else.
something related to like a trauma or like some form of activating event as a child, you know. I don't know where it came from, but for some reason I when it comes to spending on food, I have a scarcity mindset because I will want to buy like it's the only time I'm gonna have a steak or whatever because I'm thinking I may not have this. Like it's still in my head that this could be taken away. This isn't like consistent, you know, which is wild. That's something I'm still working on. I just realized that. That's kind of crazy.
I'm sitting here realizing from some people I know that like every time they get paid, they have to go out to eat. They have to go out to eat.
Yes.
And I used to
Like
go,
what
no.
we celebrate.
Yeah, like what we celebrating? These 40 hours we just worked? But that makes sense. Because
That's
of
crazy.
these people, their because of their background, what they how they grew up, the lack
Yeah.
with, without. It makes sense.
And spending for me, spending money on food is something I will, I never. I mean, I'm not up there where I'm always at like the 5-star restaurants, like ordering a plate that costs like $90 and it's got like, you know, this little bit on it. But like, I will overspend on like getting like delivery, like DoorDash from like my favorite restaurants and things like that because it puts me in that mind. Like, you know, like you said, spending that first check, like the first part of that check on food, like it gives a rush of adrenaline and gives me endorphins to think like it makes me feel like successful, I guess, because it's like
I don't
I didn't always used to have that ability. So that's definitely you know, still it's still
I spend
related
money
to a
like a drug
trauma.
dealer. I spend money like a drug dealer, baby.
What is
I
that?
will do.
I don't know what that means. Like, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I spend money like I know I'm going to get it right back. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I will blow $300 in 10 minutes. And
So,
it's like, I got
but with
it.
that though, right? Because there's things that I'll spend money on, like when it comes to like home, like stuff, like improvement type of
Yes.
things, I will, that's without a doubt. But then there's other things like I'm not gonna most,
It's
it's very
certain
rare that
things
I'm
that
not
you will
gonna buy
spend
like a
on.
$1,000 purse or, you
Right.
know, anything like that. So it, you know, even with that, it like kind of depends on what we're referring to, right? Like,
So I know it'll be home stuff. Now I won't spend it on myself, but it'll be like stuff for the house. And Lord knows, the little human that came out of me can get all the money. Oh, I think that's
always.
cute. Oh, he needs that. And it's like, girl, closet full of clothes. Bro still got tags. He don't
Yeah.
need it. So, now you about to have me go process this like we process the boundaries.
Okay, because I was sure gonna dig into it, you know. You just mentioned you don't spend on yourself. So why is that? Why is it that you let it flow for other people, but
I've always been like that, though. I've always been like that.
so is it like a sense of guilt or something that
I do feel guilty when I do stuff for myself and not others.
what do you feel like you're taking away from then?
I feel like I don't honestly. I just feel like other people, like, well, they need it more than me, and it's like, no, they don't. Like, they can do the same thing you do, and they can get up and get it themselves. But it's just, I've always been the one to help. I'm always the one like, well, I do it for you. I got it. And then I'm looking at myself like, I literally have stuff in the cart for me, and I just will not get it. Or if I get it, I have to get like my husband or my son something. Because I feel guilty for even buying myself something. But I don't know why I was like that. I don't know.
That's good. That's good. This is good stuff,
Yeah.
y'all.
This is getting good.
So, can I give you homework then? Would
Yeah.
you do it if I give it to you?
I will. I will.
This is Coach Kiki. So, I challenge you 3 times this week in the next 7 days from today. I want you to buy yourself something and not buy anything else for anyone else.
I can do it. I can do it. Oh my God. You don't hear the baby crying.
No, I don't. I
Oh,
just see you
yeah.
shaking. You giving me and the guest like
Because
whiplash
he's
over here.
crying. He's crying. I'm like, why are you
Oh, I
crying?
don't. Well, I don't hear him. That's a good
Okay.
mic because I hear no baby here.
Okay. No babies. I could definitely do that. I can. I can definitely do
I gotta write that down so I can hold you
that.
accountable.
I got a lot of stuff I could buy too, honey, because I got that conference next weekend.
Yeah. But if
Yeah.
you get like it can't be like it gotta be 3 different times. So you can't
Oh,
just
it's
get
gonna be
three
three
things
different
at one
times.
time. Like
No,
I mean
baby.
3 things at once.
No, it's gonna be three different times.
Okay. 3 things, 3 different times. Buy something.
See,
And nobody
y'all,
else.
we get it too. We do it too.
Well, so just quickly, because I know you got the baby over there. What are, for me, I'll say something that I feel that can get people out of like scarcity mindset. The biggest thing is gratitude. like having gratitude for what you do have and changing, you know, because if you're in a state of gratitude, gratitude energetically is at the level of like love and like high vibration. So if we're in a lack mindset, we're vibrating low, and a lot of things are going to penetrate our energy, you know,
Always.
our source here. So having a sense of gratitude, and like if you have the awareness and you think about it, to not judge it, like even if it comes up for us, to realize that's a win for us to, you know, have the awareness of it anyway, because that, like, the more we're aware of it, then we can start to shift. It may not just happen at one time, you know, and you're just, I'm out of scarcity mindset because we just talked about this now. It's still gonna come up, but it just might look a little different
It's gonna
now,
show up
you
differently
know,
now that you already
and it may
talked
not
about
last as long, you know.
it.
But like, so not judging it, and then not having a fear around it either, like not having a fear around spending. And this is not even just money. This is just, it could be
Anything.
spending energetically. Like, this is just, it's the whole thing. So yeah, just not having fear or judging. And I think that will allow you to be in an energy that will attract more to you, that more will flow to you.
Energy flows and attracts to you, just like money will.
Exactly. Because I realize, like, the more that I get in the energy of I'm not afraid to spend it, and I'm not like holding the dollar still, like, you know, as you're trying to give it to the cashier, in a sense,
Not
like,
you be holding on.
it's like, you know, but if you think in that energy of like, it's gonna come back, like,
Right, every
I don't know
time.
how many times I've been in that energy and I had like a check come that, like, there's no way else to think about it other than it was manifested, because like it wasn't planned money, it wasn't like a regular paycheck, like it was
It just popped
random
up.
checks from different, like, random sources. And that's how it happens, that's how it starts to happen for you once you get in that get in alignment. Do you have anything else as far as how to get out of scarcity mindset?
The same thing, honestly. The exact same thing for the victim mindset. Sit, process it. I am processing it now, just speaking on it. Process it. And again, like Kiki said, it's gonna show up differently. Now that you have announced it or said it out loud, and now that it's in your mind, it's gonna show up differently for you. But once it show up, laser focus on that. So you can know, oh, that's what that is. Well, let me go ahead and change the trajectory about it. Like it
And take that power back out of that victim
always take your power
mindset.
back. You have the power. Stop giving your power to other people. That's all I have. Stay triggered though. That's all I
Stay
have.
triggered. Stay triggered. And
Stay
then,
triggered.
of course, as always, like, if you know, need more of a personal touch, like me at one point, and still, because I still got coaches and
That
counselors.
part.
I still got my whole team, but if you need a more personal approach, you can definitely reach out to us on social media. And yeah, if you message me, we can,
Get
well,
busy.
I mean, I ain't even gonna speak for you, because that's your boundary, but you can message me and inquire, and we can set up a one-on-one consultation to
Y'all
discuss
can message
a more personal
me.
approach. I don't know if you open for
You can
helping.
message me for help. You can message me if you just need to vent. But ask me first, do I have the ability and the space to take it on? And you can message me for any Reiki appointment. I'm back. Like the
Ooh,
return of the Mac.
I need to schedule then. Yes.
Yeah.
And
Return of
then
the
I
Mac,
just
I'm back.
wanted to, I'm trying to find the thing because I want to make sure. Because I, and you're a part of the community too, my text, right?
Not no more, because remember I got a new phone number. I have to get back.
Oh, okay. Forget it. You don't want
Because I
my
miss it.
inspiration.
No. Because, I used to post it. After you would send it out, I would
Yeah,
post
you
it.
did. You did.
And
You
I would
did.
tell everybody, go. Woo! You be
Yes.
hitting. It'd be too early on a Monday morning to hit, feel that hit, though. But you be
It's early for you. It was like 9 a.m.
hitting. Anytime this morning time is early for me.
I cannot. Anywho, well,
Anyway.
I have a service for free inspirational, motivational, shadow work related, like reflection type of texts. And they go out every week. So join the community. And if you would like, all you have to do is text the word passage. So PASSAGE to the number 833-459-4201. Again, I'm going to just say it again because, well, people can pause. But anyway, I'm going to just say it one more time. Text
And
the
put it in
word
a detail box.
passage to 833-459-4201. And other than that, we will be back again next week. And this has been another good episode. And until next time, y'all,
Stay triggered.
stay triggered.